beautiful festival that we celebrate one night per year, for Shabhishek, the time of Krishna's winter bathing ceremony, which is performed at our temple in a very special way with the flowers of the devotees' sincere devotion. We are very honored tonight by several very exalted and special guests, two of whom I would like to introduce: His Holiness Sri Vedavyas Priya Maharaj, a very dedicated and surrendered Vaishnava, a disciple of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who has been so wonderfully exemplary in every way for the last several decades in his Krishna consciousness. He was in the history of North America, I believe, the most successful of all devotees in our history of our movement in cultivating the Indian community in Krishna consciousness. And now he is in Bharatpur, a part of Brajbhumi, where he is organizing and leading a beautiful temple and Gurukul orphanage. Let us all very enthusiastically welcome Srila Vedavyas Priya Maharaj to Radha Gopinath Temple. That was not very enthusiastic. Also, a special personality has descended from the spiritual world of Navadvip Dham. Radha Charan Prabhu. He is a very intimate and loving disciple of His Holiness Srila Jayapathak Maharaj. And he performs a very, very special service within our mission. Sri Mayapur Dham is the international headquarters for the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And Srila Prabhupada, it was his desire that every year devotees from all over the world come to Sri Mayapur Dham to be spiritually surcharged by the spiritual atmosphere there. And at times hundreds and sometimes thousands of people, on festival times, sometimes tens or hundreds of thousands of people come to Sri Mayapur Dham. And Radha Charan Prabhu is in charge of welcoming and nicely serving all the guests that come so that they feel very happy and comfortable while staying in Mayapur. That was Prabhupada's great desire. In fact, the first year there was a festival in Mayapur for Gaur Purnima, the building, the straw hut had already been built, but that only housed about one or two people. And the guest house was still under construction. It was just a concrete superstructure. But yet, the devotees came. And there was a couple hundred devotees. And Srila Prabhupada, he was personally, in the middle of the night, coming out of his room, walking through the construction site of the hallways, looking into each room to see if the devotees were sleeping comfortably, asking if each devotee had a mosquito net, if they had a proper mat to sleep on, if they were getting proper food, if they were sick, whether they were getting proper medication. And Srila Prabhupada would invite his devotees to come to Mayapur. He very, very personally saw to it that each devotee was comfortable and well cared for. So now this own service that Srila Prabhupada had personally offered to the Vaishnavas is being performed by Radha Charan Prabhu. In fact, recently when we all came, about 425 of us, for the Srinavadvip Dham Gormandala Bhumi Yatra, it was Radha Charan Prabhu that arranged all of the rooms for us, accommodations. He also arranged prasad, arranged the cooking, transported prasad to all sorts of difficult places like Bam Gachi, Kanai Natashala, Ram Keli, Eka Chakra. He had his cooking team cooking everywhere, in any situation, just to please the devotees. And due to his great efforts, I think most everyone was very happy chanting and dancing in Sri Mayapur Dham. So let us very enthusiastically welcome him to Sri Radha Gopinath. Hare Krishna. Lady Vyaspriya Maharaj, would you like to speak? Tomorrow. Maharaj will give Srimad Bhagavatam class tomorrow. Very well. These festivals are very special opportunities for devotees to come together, to inspire one another to fulfill the aim of human life. Human existence is meant to become attracted to Krishna. In this material world, the material energy is endlessly trying to attract us to the temporary egoistic pleasures of this illusory world. And through 8,400,000 species of life, the spirit soul is entrapped in the bondage of these material attachments. But the purpose of life, which is only available in this rare human form, is to reawaken our natural attraction to Krishna. And for this reason, Krishna personally descends within this world to perform wonderful pastimes, just to attract our hearts to again remember him and surrender to him. The most beneficent and merciful of all incarnations appears in this age of Kali Yuga as Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is not only Krishna performing his wonderful pastimes, but he is Krishna who takes the role of his own devotee to teach us how to enjoy the wonderful narrations of the pastimes of Krishna and the congregational chanting of the holy names. Krishna is simultaneously teaching us how to hear and chant the glories of the Lord in the form of his name and pastimes and teaching, while simultaneously in doing that, he is performing a wonderful pastime. And by chanting the glories of his glorifying Krishna, we get the ultimate effect of purifying our hearts. Anyone who sincerely hears the pastimes of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will undoubtedly achieve pure devotional service to Krishna. So we will briefly narrate this evening, with your permission, one wonderful pastime in which the Lord worshipped Lord Krishna amongst his devotees during a festival. Every year, you know, the Vaishnavas from Bengal would travel to Jagannath Puri to meet with Lord Chaitanya to celebrate various festivals for the deity. One year, so many of the devotees, along with their wives and servants, maidservants, they all decided to go to Puri. First, all of the devotees went to the house of Sachi Devi, Lord Chaitanya's mother, to worship her and receive her blessings. Because amongst devotees, there is a proper understanding that without the blessings of great souls, we cannot approach the Lord, and any of our efforts are not auspicious and cannot bear the fruit of real devotion. So therefore, the devotees, they would go to Sachi Devi's home, they would worship her, touch her lotus feet, and beg her permission and blessings for their journey to Jagannath Puri. And of course, Sachi Mata, with a very affectionate and merciful heart, she bestowed her blessings for an auspicious journey. Then the devotees began to travel. And what kind of procession it was. What type of devotees? We cannot even begin to attempt to describe the glories of these devotees. The leader was Sri Advaitacharya, by whose loud calls the Supreme Lord descended into this world to deliver all of us the treasure of prema bhakti. And there was Srivas Thakur, in whose house for one full year Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would dance and chant with his devotees all night, every night, and the brothers of Srivas. And there was Pundarik Vidyanidhi, who Lord Chaitanya personally called his own father and would weep and cry when he thought of him. And there was Vasudev Dutt, who Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally claimed that I have sold my body to Vasudev Dutt. I am his property forever. It is only due to him that I am remaining in this world. And there was Suklambar Brahmachari, that humble Vaishnav who Lord Chaitanya first begged alms from and ate the rice from his little cloth bag. And there was Kolavecha Sridhar, that simple banana seller that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu claimed had possessed the greatest of all wealth, the wealth of Krishna Prema. And there was Murari Gupta, that great, great physician who Lord Chaitanya personally said that his name is Murari Gupta because Murari or Krishna always secretly, Gupta, lives within his heart. And Nrsimhananda Brahmachari, who every time he would pray to Lord Nrsimhadev, Lord Nrsimhadev would personally appear before him in his wonderful, wonderful transcendental form. These devotees, amongst so many others, Purushottam Sanjay, who was Lord Chaitanya's best student when he was a teacher, and Gangadas Pandit, who was Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's own teacher. He accepted him. He presented himself as a humble pupil before this great soul. And there was Chandrasekhar Acharya, the maternal uncle of the Lord, who Lord Chaitanya personally danced in the mood of the goddess of fortune for one full night in his home, after which his home was effulgent like thousands of suns due to the Lord's presence there. They were not just walking. The whole way they were dancing. Vakreshwar Pandit was there in this assembly, who Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally would go into fits of transcendental ecstasy upon seeing Vakreshwar Pandit's beautiful dance during kirtan. So all these devotees were dancing so jubilantly with their arms raised, loudly, loudly chanting the holy names of Krishna. Wherever they went, all four directions were utterly filled with the beautiful sound of Krishna's holy name. The entire universe was being purified by this kirtan, and people of all directions, when they would see the beauty of these devotees dancing and hear the glorious, tumultuous sound, it sounded like hundreds and thousands of lions loudly roaring the glorious sound vibration of Krishna's holy name. Whoever saw this kirtan, whoever heard this kirtan, became naturally inundated with devotion to Lord Krishna. So as they were chanting and dancing, they came to a place called Kamalapur, which is just in the outskirts of Jagannath Puri. And there they saw the flag on top of the chakra above the Jagannath temple, and they all offer their obeisances with great humility to Lord Jagannath. And in their hearts, there was the beating of expectation that soon they will meet Lord Chaitanya and his associates from Jagannath Puri. And Advaitacharya, he sent the message to Lord Chaitanya that his devotees were coming. And when Lord Chaitanya understood Advaita was coming, he immediately arranged large quantities of Mahaprasad. And he personally took his own associates with great, great haste to meet Advaitacharya and the devotees. And the devotees from Bengal were chanting and dancing very hurriedly to meet Lord Chaitanya, and Lord Chaitanya and all the devotees of Puri were very quickly chanting and dancing to meet the devotees of Bengal. The devotees of Puri, there was Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who was the greatest of all pundits in the Mayavad school, but due to the mercy of Lord Chaitanya had become the greatest of all Vaishnavas. There was Ramananda Rai, who was always tasting the highest and sweetest nectar of Krishna's Madhurya Ras of Vrindavan. There were such great souls as Govinda, who was the Lord's personal servant. There was Swarup Damodar Goswami, the secretary of Lord Chaitanya, who would sing so sweetly the holy names that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's heart would melt upon hearing his kirtan. And there was Shankar Pandit, who acted as Lord Chaitanya's pillow. And there was Nityananda Prabhu, Balaram himself, the reservoir of infinite causeless mercy, And there was Srila Rupa Goswami. And so many great, great devotees, Gadadhar Pandit, who lived on the seashore, and who was Srimati Radharani herself. There was Haridas Thakur, who Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally named the Namacharya, the Acharya of all persons in this age of Kali Yuga who take to the chanting of Krishna Nam. And there was Chota Haridas. So many devotees. And they were all dancing and chanting with great, great ecstasy to assist Lord Chaitanya in welcoming all the Vaishnavas in Bengal to Sri Puri Dham. These two parties came together, like the Ganges and Jamuna at Prayag, at the place called Ataranala, which is a bridge just in the outskirts of Puri. And when these two groups saw each other, the first thing that happened is this. Lord Chaitanya, upon seeing Advaitacharya and all the Vaishnavas in great ecstatic love, he began to again and again and again offer his prostrated obeisances to his devotees. And when Advaitacharya saw that, he began to again and again, with tears in his eyes, pay his respectful dandavat pranams to Lord Chaitanya and his associates. And then all the devotees on both sides started again and again offering repeated dandavat obeisances to each other. Whether one was a small devotee or a big devotee or an advanced devotee or a new devotee or a male devotee or a female devotee or a learned devotee or an illiterate devotee, they were all just repeatedly offering their prostrated obeisances to each other again and again and again. And then when they came to meet, Lord Chaitanya began to embrace Advaitacharya. And they both bathed each other with tears of their love. And then Nityananda Prabhu and Advaitacharya began to embrace. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered the devotees to sing the holy names very loudly. They began to play mridangas and karatals, and some were blowing conch shells and playing various kinds of transcendental horns. And loudly they all began to chant the kirtans of the holy names of Lord Krishna. While this kirtan was going on, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the ultimate guru of all living entities, he personally went to each devotee and offered obeisances and embraced them by taking his arms around their necks. And as Lord Chaitanya went to every devotee to embrace them, honor them, and worship them, the devotees would fall at the feet of Lord Chaitanya and begin to pray that we are your eternal servants. Please grant us the one benediction that we never forget you. Whether we are in the life of a human being, an animal, or a bird, just make it so that we always can gaze with our eyes at the beautiful form of your lotus feet and never forget you. And then the devotees all began to embrace one another with great, great love and affection. The devotees were just bowing down and embracing and bowing down and embracing. Everyone was embracing everyone as the holy name was being chanted. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered for Jagannath's prasad to come. And there was thousands of garlands that were worn by Lord Jagannath that were brought. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with his own loving hands, garlanded each and every devotee and decorated their bodies with sandalwood pulp. the devotees, they began to proceed to a place called Narendra Sarovar, where on that day a very great festival was taking place. From the Jagannath temple, the deities of Krishna, Balaram, and Sri Govinda come out once a year to ride on a boat and have beautiful boat pastimes in a lake called Narendra Sarovar. So all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya from both Bengal and Orissa were all gathered together, having wonderful kirtan, waiting for the deities to appear. And then the deities were brought in a beautiful procession by the devotees and the priests of the Jagannath temple, who were all playing conch shells and mridangas and kartals and chanting the holy names of Lord Jagannath. And when these two groups met, the Jagannath devotees and Lord Chaitanya's devotees, there was a great uproar of joy as they greeted each other for the purpose of giving pleasure to Krishna. And then Krishna, Balaram, and Sri Govinda Murtis were placed on their beautifully decorated boat, decorated with so many nice cloths and flowers and garlands. And this boat began to sail from one side of Narendra Sarovar to the other. And as they were sailing, all the devotees were chanting and dancing. And so many people were fanning the deities with chamaras as they were going through the water. And so many wonderful, auspicious instruments were being played. And Lord Chaitanya, just seeing the deities enjoying so wonderfully this wonderful, this unique offering of love by the devotees, he was filled with bliss. Srila Prabhupada taught us, a devotee finds bliss not by trying to enjoy himself, but by seeing the Lord enjoying. Srila Prabhupada said, the natural propensity for a materialistic person is to eat nice foods and dress with nice clothing and jewels. But a devotee, just by seeing Krishna eating nice food, and simply by seeing Krishna beautifully decorated, the devotee finds great joy. When we see these wonderful offerings being made to Radha and Krishna, when we see so many devotees coming together to give pleasure to Radha and Krishna, this brings the greatest happiness to the soul of a Vaishnava. Therefore, these festivals, like today, these wonderful devotees from early morning, and they're still working now. They have been making nice arrangements to decorate Sri Sri Radha Gopinath, Nitai Gaurachandra, and Sri Gopal. Difficult way of decoration. It is a garment that only lasts a few hours. But it took hundreds of devotees, so many hours, all day long, just to prepare. All their jewels, all their clothing, all the decorations are made of beautiful, fragrant flowers. And when Krishna comes to give his darshan, there will be a wonderful abhishek, where mountains and mountains of soft, sweet flower petals will shower upon and bathe the beautiful forms of Radha Gopinath. As the devotees are singing and chanting, and this wonderful experience, seeing how Radha and Krishna are enjoying together in the association of devotees, should be the greatest happiness that transports our consciousness to the spiritual realm. And how much it will purify our hearts if we just sincerely try to take joy in seeing Krishna enjoying the love of their devotees. So when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw Krishna Balaram and Sri Govinda so happily enjoying pastimes in the waters of Narendra Sarovar with so many wonderful devotees chanting and dancing before them. He found great bliss. And when the deities came off of their boat, then Lord Chaitanya and all the devotees jumped into the water and they began to play a Bengali game called Kaya. And they all began to call out very loudly, Kaya, 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 Kaya. And as they were chanting Kaya, Kaya, they began to splash each other. Lord Chaitanya began to splash Advaitacharya, who in return splashed Lord Chaitanya. And sometimes one was victorious and sometimes the other. And oftentimes they would splash each other in their eyes. Murari Gupta was splashing with Vasudev Dutt, and Swarup Damodar Goswami was splashing with Pundarik Vidyanidhi. And soon all these hundreds and hundreds of devotees were just splashing and splashing, and all around, all the time, loudly chanting the holy names in great joy. But please understand, these were the splashes of pure affection and love for each other. It's not like material people who splash to show that I am better than you. But they are actually offering like an abhishek to each other, worshipping the devotees in great happiness. The devotees then went on kirtan procession to Jagannath's temple. All the devotees began beautiful kirtan before the wonderful form of Lord Jagannath. And everyone saw an extraordinary sight. Here was two Lord Jagannaths looking at each other, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Jagannath. These two Jagannaths were both watching each other with such love and emotion. One was the unmoving Jagannath, and the other was the moving Jagannath. And then Jagannath Garland Prasad came, and they took the garland of Jagannath, unmoving, and placed it on the beautiful moving form of Jagannath. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had the garlands of Jagannath put on all the devotees. This was certainly the perfection of all the desires of all the Vaishnavas, to see the beautiful form of Jagannath being worshipped by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. After this, Lord Chaitanya returned to his residence and arranged wonderful, wonderful accommodations for all of the devotees. It is explained in this context that generally a sannyasi is worshipped by everyone, especially in those days. Sannyasi is considered the highest position within society. And everyone bows down before a sannyasi. In fact, it is a Vedic injunction: if you see a sannyasi and do not bow down, then you must fast that whole day. Even a father, if his son takes sannyas, bows down to his own son. But yet, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he completely forgot that he was a sannyasi. He is not only a sannyasi, But he is the supreme lord and the guru of all living entities, and yet he was personally again and again bowing down before the Vaishnavas. Why? Because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to show the world in the most emphatic way how utterly important it is to offer respectful obeisances to the Vaishnavas. As a sannyasi and the Lord, he is bowing down to the devotees. How much we should honor and respect the Vaishnavas. Lord Chaitanya taught, the Vaishnavas are so dear to the Lord. Similarly, Tulsi Devi, she is a Vaishnavi. She is a devotee of the Lord. And Lord Chaitanya said, I do not wish to reside anywhere where Tulsi Devi is not present. And he gave the benediction, anyone who chants a fixed number of rounds in the presence of Tulsi Devi, gazing at Tulsi Devi while chanting according to his vow, that person will certainly achieve pure devotional service. When Lord Chaitanya was praising all of the Vaishnavas and garlanding them, he also recognized all the wives of the devotees, and he praised them. He said, the wives of these devotees, he said, in every way, in their devotion, in their knowledge, in their love of God, they are equal to their husbands. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu honored and worshipped every Vaishnava who was sincerely and humbly taken to the process of the congregational chanting of the Holy Name. Let this be our happiness. Here in Mumbai, better known as Bollywood, everywhere we go, we see so many advertisements for various cinemas being featured at various theaters. There's probably more theaters than mandirs in this city. And many of them are far more opulent than the mandirs, because they are places of worship. Why? Because people are so bored and disgusted with life, they just want to see something to forget their loneliness in their heart. People are going to concerts, and they are going to cinemas, and they are sitting home watching their various television programs, VTVs and Star TVs and other TVs. In Bengal, they pronounce V as B. So, TB. Very diseased condition. Puts all kinds of patches in your brain, in your heart, your lungs, everywhere. And sometimes they are having all sorts of these dancing, hitting each other with sticks. I don't know what they do, but everyone's looking for enjoyment through so many social activities. They go to the restaurants and to the permit rooms. I don't know why they're called permit rooms. Because everyone knows it's not permitted, they say permit room. And they go to the beach to just eat all kinds of food. And some are going on romantic excursions. But the devotees are not concerned with any of these things. Devotees find great joy coming together in beautiful temples like Sri Radha Gopinath Mandir, Radha Ras Bihari Mandir, Radha Giridhari Mandir. And we take our joy in hearing the glories of Krishna, in chanting and dancing for the pleasure of Krishna, in seeing the most wonderful of all shows, the most divine performance of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath performing their transcendental eternal pastimes right before our very eyes. This is real entertainment that gives joy to the soul. Material activities of singing and dancing and eating and drinking and watching, they give some temporary pleasure to the mind, but they contaminate the heart and they put the soul in utter distress. But these activities, they bring joy to the soul, purification to the heart, and awaken transcendental love, love of Krishna, the ultimate goal of life, prema pumartamaham. Shigauranga Mahaprabhu ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Sri Radha Gopinath ki, Nitai Gopinath. Thank you very much. Is there Radha Krishna Prabhu here?